To give you a sense of how touchy the ethanol issue has gotten, consider what happened to presidential candidate Barack Obama. Last year, he supported mandates to add billions of gallons of ethanol to our fuel stream. But recently on Meet the Press, he was defensive.
If it turns out that we've got to make changes in our ethanol policy to help people get something to eat, then that's got to be the step we take. But I also believe that ethanol has been an important transitional tool for us to start dealing with our long-term energy crisis.
Obama and other ethanol backers say we're not stuck with corn-based ethanol. We can use wood chips or energy crops like switchgrass. But the cellulosic ethanol is a ways off. First, the technology is expensive. Plus, farmers don't even grow energy crops right now. So some companies hope to make ethanol from stuff that doesn't need farms at all. It would come from garbage cans, like this one at a coffee shop.
In that receptacle, there's a lot of paper, and there's some food bits, and there's some scraps. And we're able to turn that into sugar, and the weak sugar then we ferment, we distill into alcohol, and we get the ethanol.
Zig Reshack is with a startup company called Indiana Ethanol Power. He says garbage could compete with corn.
If you have a corn-to-ethanol facility, you're going to pay for the feedstock. Trash as a feedstock, we don't pay for it. The municipalities actually pay us to take the trash, just like a landfill will take the trash.
Reshack's company isn't the only one to figure this out. At least three other ethanol firms are asking cities to hand over their trash and cash. Besides being cheaper, there might be other advantages to using garbage for ethanol. Bob Dineen is with the industry group the Renewable Fuels Association.
We have garbage all across the country.
Here's why that matters. Before it makes it to the pump, ethanol needs to be blended at refineries. Dineen says those refineries are far from corn farms and rural ethanol plants. But refineries are often close to big metro areas and big city trash.
A company that is able to produce from local landfill refuse, he's clearly going to have an advantage in terms of transportation and feedstock costs and all the rest.
Well, that's the theory anyway. The market hasn't tested garbage-based ethanol yet. So what exactly is stopping companies like Indiana Ethanol Power from giving it a go? Well, Reshack says it's simple. Cities just haven't been willing to part with their trash.
Municipalities are very comfortable with putting it in the back of a truck and letting it go to the landfill. They don't think about it. They don't think about it twice. But for us to come in and say, look, guys, we're going to take it cheaper and we're going to save you, millions of dollars every year on your tipping fee, that's different, and that's kind of scary, and people want to take a good, strong look at that.
Reshack predicts by the time cities do come around to the idea, there will be even more companies ready to take garbage bags out of their hands. For the Environment Report, I'm Sean Ali.